The systematic killing of soon-to-be-born American citizens in abortion clinics is a crime. It's a crime committed by the people that perpetrated it. It is a sin committed by the women and the men that volunteer and then go through with it. The women and the men that then perpetrate the act. And the women and the men that, A, give their moral or cultural approbation to it. And then even worse, the women and the men that give legal protection to it. You can't say no. Now, I think there were three countries in the world, Celeste said in her news roundup, that still have 20-week-plus abortions. Aren't we star-spangled awesome to be at the top of the list? Right, Ainsley? Right, Steve Ducey and Brian Kilmeade? Hey, let's sit with the Capitol as our, with our pristine Capitol building as our backdrop. That Capitol should be on fire. It should be smoldering remains there of what still sits on the banks of the Potomac River. But don't worry, tonight at the State of the Union, you just wait and see. Mitter Trump's going to do it. You wait and see. Oh, man, all the troops, all the great military contractors, oh, they've all been bussed in there, man. They're going to be there tonight, and Trump can point them out. Woo-hoo! Circus. It's a circus for fools. Now, obviously, this tiny, insignificant little radio program that some of you are currently listening to has 0.0 to say about the previous subject matter. Me pointing these things out is not going to stop any of them. Me pointing these things out, some people may even say, all you're doing is making people frustrated. Well, maybe people need to be frustrated, agitated, and maybe just a little old-fashioned pissed off. When they write the history books, they're going to write our names in those books as having been citizens that were alive. And just as we think today, how could the Germans let that happen? How did the people of Germany allow that to happen? You see the file footage of citizens goose-stepping in the street of the Nazi youth and of all the citizenry taken out to the streets for the parades and shouting loudly, joyfully. It's because the faith has failed. There was no faith in Germany at the time. There was, but it didn't have any power. And it didn't have any ability from man's point of view to resist it. Same thing has happened here. The idea here that, well, it was worse in Germany. How? We far out surpassed the number of people that the Nazis killed. They were, hey, that was a warm-up act. That's child's play compared to the abortion and contraception toll. Add to that, oh, I don't know. How many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, dead as a result of never-ending wars that are never declared and are not just in any way, shape, or form? So the point of all this, to sum up, because we try to find a glass half full at the end of all these things and during these things, the glass half full part of this is you now know about it. I know about it. We know that legally and politically speaking, nothing is to be done, and nothing's going to be done. Now, that's today. How do we bring about a change? How do you change that?